During a sunny day in Madison, anti-war activists with the civil disobedience group Iraq Pledge of Resistance sought to show the dark side of the U.S. intervention in Iraq. While a drumbeat slowly in the background, names of dead U.S. soldiers and Iraqi civilians were solemnly read aloud.
Landis W. Garrison, 23, of Rapid City, Illinois.
Saeed Mahided Karatani.
The group's recitation of fallen soldiers did not draw the controversy that Nightline's Ted Koppel did with a similar rendition of names and photos pictured on television. The local vigil was low-key. It occurred outside a Dane County courthouse. That's where Phyllis Hasbrook and four others demanded a judge hear why they previously blocked a Madison road in an act of civil disobedience.
In the past, I paid my fines, but this time I decided I wouldn't, that I would go to trial instead.
The war protesters participated in a symbolic blockade outside the Truax Field Air National Guard base in March. The judge who sentenced them gave each a choice of paying a $42 fine or doing 5 hours community service. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.